And a good morning to all of you in Kansas City here from 96.5 The Fan. This is a show we call Fesco and Dusty, or we can call it F&D. I think that sounds weird, but maybe your friend would like that name.
Got told yesterday we need a new catchier name for the show, and I said, okay. Thank you.
913-586-7965. If you have an idea of what you would name this show.
Not that we're changing it. Yeah. It's a good one.
The mouth and the vet.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. A wild day yesterday. People have all sorts of ideas, Dusty, and they feel the need to share them all the
time. Feel like better be called it Bink in the Morning. You're not even on the show.
Well, Wednesdays.
There's juice all over the place.
We get Binkley on any time. I asked you this morning, what time does Binkley set his alarm for in the morning? You think so? You think he's getting up at 5:58 to get ready for the day of listening to a 96.5 The Fan?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Good for him, man. I hope everybody else has their alarm set at 5:58.
Put a meter in that guy's phone.
Oh, yeah. He was out in the wild this weekend out of Kauffman Stadium. Big series, and Jay was out there. I saw some pictures of him.
Yeah, his buddy who works for, I believe, an Odyssey station in Buffalo was in town doing a show because he covers the Mets.
Mm.
And I think he left a little note in the studio that says Bills fan was here, something like that.
Yeah. That's good. I like that.
Yeah, Binkley said, this true story, Binkley said the guy and him go on each other's shows during football season.
Right.
And they make a bet every year, and Beakley's like, yeah, I'm undefeated because he takes the Bills in the playoffs. And I was like, there you go. And I guess their bet last year was he would always say, Jay Binkley from our sister station in Kansas City, 96.5 The Fan.
Right.
And Binkley be like, yeah, the Bills losing the playoffs again, you got to call me your daddy station. And so now he's got to say Jay Binkley with our daddy station. Because only Bink would come up with that. I was like, you didn't want to bet wings, beers. He's like, yeah, we've done all that before. I'm running out of ideas.
Yeah. There's only so much you can bet. A block of cheese maybe or something like that, Jay. Yeah. But you called me the daddy station.
I told
station.
Him next Good year one. They need to bet that the loser has to do what that old dude does in the stadium where they squirt mustard and ketchup in his face and he holds two hot dogs.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that seems like a Bink thing he'd be okay doing.
Yeah.
He's got glasses, so he gets to cover his eyes.
Well, you probably wear some goggles or something 100%. If you wanted to.
I've never
apron.
Had mustard in the eyeball, but I would understand that I would kind of feel like that wouldn't feel great.
Yeah,
nothing
burns.
Feels good in your eye.
No.
Even eye drops. You're like, holy cow, those Rotos.
Right.
Yes, if you know. I thought about doing our cameras the way they did it at Home Run Derby last night,
oh
where like every
God.
Time somebody talks, we just change the camera to that person.
I mean, I've never seen anything like that. That was the worst televised sporting event I've ever watched. And that was only for 4 minutes. Once Pat McAfee got done kind of introducing everybody and they took the field, if you will, and they're showing replays now on MLB Network. That was vertigo in a nutshell, man. Did anybody survive that thing last night? I actually had to switch over to ESPN2 about 10 minutes into this thing.
Wow, you lasted long.
I usually
it's
do.
It's not even Tuesday.
Yeah, I know. That's exactly right. I'm good at what I do, Dusty.
I just want to win, Jen.
And I'm like, what is going on here on ESPN? And it was like all over the place with a split screen. I swear to God, I was on a boat in the middle of the ocean. I was ready to throw up. And I'm like, I got to get out of this thing. I almost had to turn the whole thing off. And then I went over to ESPN2, and it was much more calm of a broadcast. You know, it was loaded with the stats and whatnot, and that was fine for me last night. But God bless America with the damn, showing of that Home Run Derby last night on ESPN. I'm surprised they stuck with it as long as they did, because it sure seemed like a lot of people were complaining about whatever was going on, and it felt like the two screens weren't even synced up, like they were showing home runs that were prior to the one that was currently being hit.
The only problem that they have is it's kind of like a lost cause because of the way they do it now, because it's just rapid fire.
Yeah.
Like, it used to just be a time slot, and then you had to wait until the ball landed till you could hit again, and then people complained about that, and they changed the rule to where it's, all right, you get, 40 pitches or 3 minutes?
Yep.
And so it's just rapid fire and, nonstop, but I'm, watching the other side of it, because I lasted until they zoomed in on a baseball just rolling around in left field. I was like, okay, I can't take this anymore.
Yeah.
Switched over to ESPN2, a much better product. The only problem was, you couldn't really get the perception of how far those balls were flying.
Yeah, that's it. You're exactly right about that.
So, you could see the launch angle, and as soon as they hit it, you're like, that's a homer. That's a homer. Like, when Raleigh in that semifinal got on that groove or hit, 5 or 6 in a row,
right.
It was just like, missile after missile after missile. And you're like, okay, those are home runs. But then you would see the distance and you're like, oh, that went 488. It looked like it barely got over the wall. Yeah. And I'm like, I didn't really get the, you know, the depth perception, but it was a much easier watch on ESPN.
No doubt. It was much calmer is the word that I will use. I didn't feel like I was, you know, chasing my lunch all over the place, trying to figure out what the hell was going on. But, you know, rapid fire or anything like that, like all
what the hell was that?
All of that stuff that they did yesterday didn't make the home run derby any quicker than it normally was, though. That's the thing.
It was still over, what, 9:15?
No. It was 10? Yeah, 10 o'clock.
Yeah,
it took longer than a normal baseball game to watch that thing last night.
And they should have Livy done way too much.
Yeah, well, that's fine. Is Tony Dungy complaining about that?
No, I was making a joke. They showed her for like 8 seconds.
That was it. Like one time they showed her. I would have showed her after every O'Neill Cruz home run, especially after that 500-foot home run that he hit yesterday.
Good Lord.
I mean, that was unbelievable. But also, like they had the opportunity to kind of speed it up, and they really didn't speed it up, you know, all that much. I just don't know how you can take a home run derby and truly make it that interesting, because you know 3 minutes is a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
And
it is
extremely long time.
Is a long time if you're doing it right.
That's exactly right. These guys are gassed. These guys mm-hmm. are spent. You yep. know when it's all said and done, and so they just continue to roll out the home run derby. And it is what it is. I mean, if you like it, great, fine. It was fun for a little bit for me, and then you get to the point of you're like, all right, let's try to find a way to speed this along, make it a little more entertaining. And they've tried everything they possibly can. Dudes are robbing home runs and things of that nature. Mm-hmm. And so it was what it was. It was cool to see Cal Raleigh win, because I think that's kind of who everybody wanted to see win yesterday, right? Like, he was kind of the favorite going into this thing.
No, and I mean, I think they did, you know, the conversation is, you know, kind of what everybody saw last night. I still thought it was great. The favorite won, mm-hmm. which is fine. I think that sometimes being told what's going to happen, we don't like that. But sometimes we're like, well, let's see if that does happen. Because, you know, I think the Kentucky Derby is a lot better when a long shot wins,
sure,
right?
Yeah.
You're always more excited to see a name that, like, here comes Tight Sphincter around the corner and he's going to beat Preakness or whatever it is and the horse that wins. And then it's, you know, Cal Raleigh last night was the favorite. He's got the 38 home runs mm-hmm. and all that sort of stuff. And then he went out there and put on a show, right? And the nickname, the Big Dumper, and then, you know.
His father threw at him.
And his brother caught.
Yeah, and his brother caught, which.
And then, you know, the video surfaces of him as like a little child. Yep. Looks like a little Nikolai Jokic. And he's like, he's like, I'm the home run derby champ. And like, it's pouring rain in a suburb. And then all of a sudden he's got, you know, 7 trophies after winning home run derby last night. A title belt given by Cody Rhodes, a home run championship chain bling, and then the trophy.
Right.
I mean, give me all the trophies, I guess.
But I will say Major League Baseball did a really nice job of integrating people that matter to the masses out there. I know probably for a lot of the seam heads out there, you're thinking, why is Pat McAfee part of this broadcast? And, you know, why are we doing a championship belt and all that stuff and whatnot? That's what you need to do if you're baseball. I think baseball has done so many good things, you know, with the All-Star game, and we'll talk about them as we kind of move along this morning.
Mm-hmm.
But having, you know, Pat McAfee part of that yesterday not only exposes all of us, you know, to Pat McAfee, but it exposes Pat McAfee to baseball. And I think that was really important, because that wasn't a moment about getting America to watch because Pat McAfee was there. I think that was a moment for baseball to expose Pat McAfee to the game. So now he talks more about it on his show, and he forms relationships with some of these players and has a good time. And he's talking about baseball. He's one of the most important voices in sports right now, whether you like Pat McAfee or not. He's arguably one of the top 3 or 4 most important voices on a national level in sports, and Major League Baseball is like, come be part of us. We don't want to be part of you at this point in time. We want you to be part of us. We want you to form bonds with these players. We want you to enjoy the game. And now you know what Pat McAfee is going to do all day today on his show? Instead of talking NFL when the rest of the ESPN is breaking down training camps, he's going to be talking about the home run derby and the All-Star game and the experience that he had. And by him doing that, he gets his message out now to all of his fans. I thought it was a big win for Major League Baseball last night to have Pat McAfee part of that thing and then have all the championship belts. Guys like that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and he had a whole all-star cast yesterday on his show talking to, you know, Shohei Ohtani, talking to Kershaw. I think Judge was on his show. All these guys, insiders on his show as well. And also, I think Pat gets the bill. He knows what it is. Make it about the moment and put the moment, then all that sort of stuff. But no, I mean, look, I thought the top 3 highlights for me last night, the 513-foot piss missile from O'Neill Cruz. I mean, that's insane. Plus, you know, it starts off with James Wood didn't make it past first round. Unfortunately, of course, I bet him he doesn't do anything. But he did hit one out of the stadium. That was crazy to see. That kind of gave me the Trumbo vibes back when it was in KC when he put on top of the All-Star or Hall of Fame building.
Now, whatever happened to that guy?
I don't know, but he had a tanker in All-Star game in Kansas City.
That's right, Mark Trumbo.
And then the kid robs the home run.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
That was cool.
I don't know if he's a kid or not, but robbing the home run, they still count it as a home run. He's out there in left field. Gets the stage, gets the moment, takes advantage of it, does exactly what he wanted to do. They gave him the home run, and I thought that was funny. And then also, what I love more about the home run derby in itself is not necessarily the action and the rapid fire of the bombs getting hit, because I love it. I'll watch the All-Star game inning for inning, pitch for pitch tonight. I promise you that. And I think the thing that I love the best is watching these guys that do this every single day and are the best in their game. And then a guy like O'Neill Cruz hits a home run 513 feet. And you see guys like Paul Skeens, and you see people like Bobby Witt Jr. and veterans, even like Ken Griffey Jr. and their jaws just drop.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we are the same right now.
Right.
And you are a professional major league athlete, and you have the same exact reaction that this guy and Lee Summitt, who's a fat ass that does radio every day. And we have the same, you have the same reaction as these people. It's relatable.
Yeah.
When you watch this, because I can only imagine what the home run derby was like in person in Kansas City. I wasn't fortunate enough to be there, but all my friends that went were like, it was nuts, dude. Like, and that's why I tell people, if you can ever get the opportunity to go watch these guys hit batting practice, it doesn't sound like it's fun. You're at the ballpark for a long time, but you watch them hit balls and tank shots that you're like, dear Lord. And then of course I'm sitting there last night going, it's going to be cool next year when Caglione's in this thing. Yeah. 480-foot bombs.
But that 513-foot home run, man, that was impressive. Anything with a five in front of it, man, is going to make people's jaw drop. And I really thought the best moment of the day was now two home run derbies, two people who pissed Kansas City off, and they did absolutely nothing in the home run derby.
Yeah, Jazz choking was also awesome.
Jazz, I mean, three home runs.
I got two words for you.
Chaz Chisholm is going to... Chisholm is going to start in center field.
It's a shame that right field tech ain't there, isn't it, Jazz?
Yeah, too bad for you. But I mean, you know, we had the booing of Cano here. You know, we had the Jazz Chisholm do stuff. Man, don't mess with Kansas City fans. You start messing with us, you're going to stink up the joint when the home run derby comes around. And people were kind of joking yesterday. They hope Chaz Chisholm had only, you know, zero home runs. And he ultimately had three.
Chaz Chisholm.
Yeah, three home runs for Chaz.
Chaz Chisholm is
rent free.
Yeah, that was awesome. I'm just so glad that he just. I'm so glad he didn't.
And then, how about Rooker? And what was it, Rooker? And who was the other guy that they was it him and Raleigh that were tied? And it was like by one like tenth of a foot or something like that.
Yeah.
And yeah, he got the nod because of like we have 437.6 versus 437.5. Like, what are the odds two people hit a ball the exact same distance like that? That's crazy that they had that, and it was all measured out and everything to the, you know, the umpteenth degree. So that was kind of cool as well. So I guess they did a fair enough job last night. I just wish there was a way to speed it up, man. And we think about this every year. Maybe we just don't need eight people in the home run derby. Maybe you reduce it to six and make it smaller instead of trying to have eight, because at the end of the day, do we really need eight people out there hitting the ball out of the ballpark? Probably not. Maybe if we reduce it to six, it moves along pretty good. But I think we saw some cool things last night, and that's what it's ultimately about. And I just love the way that Major League Baseball has decided we're going to market ourselves the way that we need to market ourselves to get to the people. And being with Pat McAfee and the WWE and all that kind of stuff that they've been able to do over the last few weeks and whatnot with their marketing side of things has been great. I love the fact that they're thinking outside of baseball with this.
It's the first time in my life I've ever heard a man say reduce it from eight to six.
What do you want next, my friend?
It is a Tuesday.
I've been gone for 2 weeks, so I want my wife next. It's going to be a lot of ground and pounding. She know what it is.
That's right. They know what it is. A lot of ground and pound coming a week from today in St. Joe for the Chiefs. We lock into the AFC divisions. Plus, we'll get to You Pick One as well on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
I've been pounded this week.